Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Friday is finally here.
It's finally happening.
What? What's happening?
Friday show.
And then suddenly it's weekend.
Okay.
Well, let's get busy.
Let's get busy.
You've heard the expression, let's get busy.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
I'm sorry, that was way too dramatic.
Let's not talk. Let's get busy.
Start the show.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing it. Mike and Carla Morning Show with our producer, Morty. It is Friday morning at 6:04, and Attack of the Grasshoppers continues.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It got worse. So I leave the house this morning. It's like, whatever, like 3.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, God, I'm going to go back in. I'm going to bring garlic in. But I didn't have any fresh garlic.
Mm-hmm.
I just had garlic powder and minced garlic. So I didn't bring that.
So what are you throwing?
I know. It's like either I sprinkle, which I don't think that's going to work, or I have to bring a spoon and kind of place it with the minced garlic. I got to get fresh garlic cloves because Sherry said they don't like garlic. But right. Yeah, I didn't want to make a pizza or anything.
What is she doing? A seance?
I know. Exactly. Look at her. I know. And like garlic. I have a jar of minced garlic and that mm-hmm. just doesn't work. Throwing it all over the building. Slinging it all.
I'll tell you this. I felt like I was in the movie The Birds.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to walk very lightly.
Oh.
And then, you know, your key card.
Oh, yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
Dude.
And yeah, yeah.
I swear to God, I saw all of them wake up and go.
Yeah. He's here. He's here. I drove around the corner.
I had the top down on the car.
Oh, it was such a beautiful morning. You know what? You got to pull that up now before you pull in.
And one kind of jumped at my head.
Oh.
And I kind of freaked out a little bit. I was like, we'll get through it.
It's awful out there. Yeah. They got to quit, you know, with the sexy time. They really do, you guys. Quit. Stop now.
Sherry said, they love water. They also love the light.
They sure do like the light, don't they?
They seem to like the light.
Yeah.
Turn off the light.
Yeah, little spotlight hugs, aren't they?
Well, we'll see.
Hooray for house.
Sunshine, isolated thunderstorms possible today and probably through the weekend. High today, 103, 107 tomorrow, and then on Sunday, 109, 86 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
It will be the last season for this show again.
Again?
Yep, again.
All right, we'll find out what show that is and some other stories in entertainment news after John Cafferty.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I mentioned yesterday that Valerie Harper, Rhoda, not in such great shape. And Ed Asner yesterday actually tweeted about all of this. He's 89 years old, by the way. She's 79. And he shared a tweet kind of honoring her. He just said, my heart goes out to Valerie Harper and her husband, Tony. He said, I hope you feel my love coming like you, like a tidal wave, or coming at you like a tidal wave. Now, mm-hmm. I guess what interests me here is that Ed Asner, and we talked to him not so long ago.
Boy.
You know, he's not young.
No.
He's certainly not young, and he may outlive Valerie Harper at this point.
Yeah.
You know, so my love coming at you like a tidal wave. Well, I hope it helps. Jeff Bridges. Mike, you'll love this. Jeff Bridges will star in an FX show called The Old Man.
Shock.
Oh, perfect. He's sounded like one now for the last 20 years. I don't know. I hope this does not happen. We discussed this earlier in the week, too. Woodstock. Here we go again.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, Woodstock 50 is relocating to Columbia, Maryland. Don't do this to Maryland.
Why? I don't know. Is that the only place that they'll allow this?
I don't know what is going on with this. I mean, this is a joke. Isn't it supposed to be in like September or something?
Yeah. You know,
I mean, come on. Go, you know what, everybody, just put that off. Don't storm Area 51. Go do something else. Just go do something else. Oh, my God. And Will and Grace, the revival, will come to an end after its third season. It's its third season of its second run is what it's going to be. It kicks off probably later this year. The original series, of course, ran for 8 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
98 to 2005. This one, again, three seasons. And I think it's been great. Actually, I've loved it, and I'm sorry to see it go. And a big, big birthday for this man right here, Mick Jagger.
What a drag it is getting old.
Yeah.
Is on my side. Shattered.
76 years old today.
Wow.
Man alive. Celebrating on tour. He is absolutely on tour, working huge stadiums.
With doctors round the
clock.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, yeah, exactly.
Rock and roll.
Celebrating with the, I know. I'm celebrating with the Stones, with the kidney stones, but yes. I'm celebrating.
I'm celebrating.
Good for him. Friend of mine going to see them the end of August in Phoenix, so they will be close by. 76 years old. Happy birthday, Mick. That is my painfully deep take.
Carla, tell everybody what you did last night.
Oh, my God. I got sucked into this show. A friend of mine texted me and said, hey, you have to put on this show Love Island. Do you know what it is? I said, isn't it like The Bachelor? No. It's like just a ton more douchebags. So I said, why am I? No, turn it on.
All on an island.
I turn it on. It is. It's all these people, Mike. Mm-hmm. They're all looking for love.
Yeah.
On an island. I think they're in like Mallorca or something. Mm-hmm. They're somewhere else. And they're all, and it's like total douchebags. I mean, like if you're a guy that, and you're on the show, you have to wear your hat backwards. That's pretty much the standard.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls, they were. I'm trying to follow what they're saying.
Yeah.
And all I'm hearing is well, like I just like I'm looking like for you know like. I mean, anyone else, like, you know...
Did you watch the whole
like,
thing?
No. But I had, the last 20 minutes, I couldn't turn it off. That's when I tuned
in. That's how bad
it is. I couldn't look away. It went to a commercial at some point, and I'm literally... You know when you're watching a really good show, and it's like, oh, no, not a commercial. And it did. It went to... And I'm thinking, no. What's going to happen with Kayla? Wait a minute. Hold on. You guys just slept together. They're all sleeping together. They're all just like switching
because
around.
Because there's nothing else on.
Oh my God. It's the worst. It is absolutely horrible. And I watched the last 20 minutes without looking away.
What bad show are you watching right now?
Because train wreck.
Just because there's nothing else on.
Yeah. Yes. I got to be honest. I might watch it again. It's so bad. It is so bad. It's like Showgirls. It's that bad.
But
that
worse.
Bad. Oh, yes.
We're watching Grand Hotel.
Is that bad?
Oh, it's awful.
Is it really?
It's
is
awful.
It really?
I could tell you who's on the show, and you wouldn't recognize any of them.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Just the worst. What bad show are you watching right now?
What train wreck?
Because you get sucked in because it's that bad.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla got sucked into Love Island last night.
Oh yes, love it.
Just an awful show.
It's the worst show on earth. It's horrible.
So,
but I watched it.
We wanted to know.
20 minutes. Couldn't turn it off.
What bad TV are you watching now? Because after you binge watch all the stuff you've saved up on your DVR, there really isn't much else on.
No.
I told you I'm watching Grand Hotel for some reason, which is just god awful.
Yes. Well, somebody else agrees with you, by the way.
Good.
Sarah said, oh, my God, it's a horrible show. I don't know who any of these people are. She said, it's awful, but I keep watching it.
There's other ways.
I know.
Just like Love Island. How can that be on five nights a week?
What is it?
I watch it.
See, I don't know which ones are new at this point. I'm not going to know. But
well, they're
I guess
new
since
to
I
you.
Just tuned in. It so, is new to me.
The
other one
in every one
I watch is Reef Break, which, again, is just awful. But it stars Poppy Montgomery, Ray Stevenson.
I like Poppy. She used She used to be on what was the show called? Oh, it was one of those murder porn shows.
Why don't you show me one of those?
Oh, Oh, she was good.
And Tamala Shelton, which is just awful.
Well, can I tell you that, what was the show? Without a Trace she was on. That was a great show.
Okay.
Now, this is so funny. Teresa wrote in and said, oh, my God, Carla. My friends and I call it CBSTD now, and we call the show Slut Island, because that's what it is.
Basically.
It's just a bunch of douchebags. I came up with all the words that I never get to use last night. Vapid, vacuous, cretinous. It's just awful. Mm-hmm. It's awful. Now, somebody mentioned, Mike, and we watched this. Somebody had mentioned, where'd my message go? But they mentioned a couple years ago, one of the best summer replacement shows was the Astronaut Wives. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Which was great. Why are there none of those?
I don't know.
Why are there none of those?
I don't know
what
happened.
That followed history, the whole bit. It was really good. But, yeah, there's crap on this summer.
Scott,
just
what
crap.
About you?
Okay, this is going to sound weird, but Inspector Gadget.
Really?
Yeah, the old cartoon with all the junk on. Oh, you know what? This doesn't look so bad anymore, you know?
It's gotten to that now.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, when
that's
in doubt, funny. Just go back to your your cartoon days.
Yeah,
oh,
really.
My God. Oh, that's funny. Good
Have a good
one.
Day, Scott.
Good
Thanks
one.
A lot for the call.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
All the details, by the way, about the 96 days of summer. On our website, 96.3kklz.com. Boy, everybody's just looking at all these videos of grasshoppers.
Man.
I guess we don't have it that bad on the west side, far west side.
Yeah, I mean, at my house, it's not that bad. But, boy, you're right, like on the Strip.
Yeah.
At a lot of the properties on the Strip, you know, they have the bright lights and that. I don't know what it is they're attracted to or not attracted to, but they are out in full force.
I thought Sherry Swentz, who we talked to yesterday from Channel 8's morning show, said they like the water, the moisture.
Yeah, and they say that's why we have so many more, because we had a lot of moisture this year. It may not seem like it to people who you know, haven't lived here long, but we had a lot. We had a lot this year. So,
Morty, you bring up a good point.
For the love of God.
Yes, we did.
You know?
Once the, if it starts to heat up with the reduced humidity, maybe they'll go away or something. I don't know.
I think they're here because they've heard people want to storm Area 51.
Oh, is that it?
And they're like, you know what? Back off. Back off.
Oh, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah. If anyone's storming anything, we're doing the storming.
Jeez. Never thought about that theory. All right. Few things we think you should know. Got that coming up after Queen. We will rock you. We are the champions.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I don't even know why you're at work today, because you're not going to get anything done. Apparently, Mondays are the most productive days of the week at work. Fridays, not going to get anything done today.
Nothing.
You know what? Just go home. Don't even go in. Mornings are most productive time. Lunchtime, late night, nothing. 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 Least productive. So, yeah. So, welcome back on Monday, but today, might as well relax. Indianapolis teen went into a grocery store. It's all starting again, people. And guzzled some soda from a bottle, then spit it back in. Put the bottle back in the cooler.
Oh.
So, yeah. And she posted video of this, by the way.
Nice.
And it's been viewed about 200,000 times. The police have been alerted. This, by the way, if you're thinking about doing things like this, it's a felony. This is a felony, people.
Right.
This happened in Indiana. It's even a worse felony there. So just keep this in mind if you're thinking of doing these little challenges and these little pranks. Don't do it, okay? And the man who created Twitter's retweet feature, he now thinks that was the worst idea on earth.
Really?
Yeah. Chris Wetherell is his name. He said he finally realized that he just made a huge mistake. He said, I thought that it would be a good thing. People, their unheard voices might be heard. He said, but it's just like a loaded weapon now. And I wasn't prepared for how it would negatively impact social media. So,
because you thought at the time everybody was going to use it for good, not evil.
Right. Yeah. Oh, boy. No
kidding. Sure enough.
Yeah. And now it's
people figure it out.
Yeah. It's, boy, it's a monster. Twitter is a monster. Good or bad, it's a monster. Chris, I don't know if you can go back and change it, but thanks, but no thanks. Yeah. It is Friday. A few things you should know.
Carla, I think you'll like this story. A guy in Boston flashed a female jogger the other day.
Yeah.
Clearly picked on the wrong woman. We don't know her name, but she was 6'1", and an officer in the Israeli military.
Love this.
Well, she chased him down and tackled him, and here she is talking about it.
When I was holding him down, he was terrified. He was really, really scared. At least 4 people went by. Nobody reacted. Nobody did anything. I'm holding the guy down. Nobody's doing anything. I had to do something. People, respond for God's sake. You guys really too busy with your day to just call the police. The cameras got it, and his face is pretty clear. And I told him I'm going to get him, so I'm going to get you, darling.
Oh, my.
I'm going to get you, darling.
I love it.
6'1" from the Israeli military. Good. Just jogging. Mind your own business. Some guy in Boston flashes her, and she goes, you know what? I'm taking you down. You're not getting away with it.
Oh, wow.
So like she said, the security camera luckily got a great shot of this guy. The police are still looking for him. They will find him.
And, yeah, they will.
Let's hope the cops find him before she does.
Right.
I'm just saying. I'm just thinking.
Exactly. You'd be better off.
Great story. It's Billy Joel, Longest Time. Every Friday, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard comes in to talk about movies. And the one big movie with Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to give us his review on that. Do it after Van Halen and Jump.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's been going the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. And I guess there's really only one movie to talk about.
Oh, yeah. And it's a movie to talk about. I tell you, it's the 9th film from Quentin Tarantino, if I can say his name right. Yeah, it's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And it teams up probably the greatest duo of actors since Robert Redford and Paul Newman.
I'll say.
Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio.
Man.
And it's a love letter. I know everyone's throwing that term around to Los Angeles in 1969. Leo DiCaprio is a movie star trying to rekindle his career because Hollywood is changing now. In 1969, the golden age of Hollywood is finally over. He's a has-been kind of actor. He was on a hit TV series in the 1950s called Bounty Hunter. And, you know, Rick Dalton. And Brad Pitt is Cliff Booth, who was his stuntman for the last 10 years. That's all he's done is be his double on this television show. I'm starting to talk like Leo DiCaprio. I saw it last night. Things 2.5 hours long. Just Leo DiCaprio is just so fantastic. So is Brad Pitt. They're fantastic. So Tarantino's given this love letter to Los Angeles in 1969, and also in the backdrop, it's the Manson family murders. It's not a major part of the story.
Okay.
You know, it's not like about the Manson murders, but it's there.
I think people forget that Sharon Tate was an actress. She wasn't able to do much.
Right.
She
so Margot Robbie portrays Sharon Tate, and she has her movie, you know, the Matt Helm movie The Wrecking Crew. So she goes to the theater.
Gosh.
She says to the box office, "That's me in the poster. Can I come and watch the movie for free?" You know, and there's been criticism that she's just been reduced to being, you know, eye candy for the movie. She doesn't have much of a part in it. You know, definitely watching this movie, it is a throwback to the 1960s. But you know, in the Me Too era,
but that was the time. People have to remember that was the time.
Yeah,
you know,
and
that was what was going on.
And if you're a Tarantino fan like I am, it was a wonderful time. It was really
so thumbs up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was really great. So you got to check out his new film. It's 2.5 hours long. Give it some time. Just to watch some of the great cameos he has from Bruce Dern to Luke Perry's last film.
That's right.
The soundtrack is just fantastic.
Oh, love it.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Follow him on YouTube, Facebook, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, thanks a lot for coming by.
Thanks a lot.
Monday morning, Carla, is when we're going to have details on cruise number 3.
Okay.
All a part of the 96 Days of Summer with Scenic Brewing Company. And of course, another secret double bonus clue be given out next Wednesday when you're there for the final Wednesday of July.
Yep.
Give away those Leonard Skinner tickets, plus more. All the details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today looks nice, but they do say a chance of a thunderstorm possible. High 103, sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the, around 107, 109. About 89 outside right now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a bit.
Yeah, how talented is your family? Well, there's a show based on that one.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right, more on that and other stories in entertainment news after Journey. Who's crying now?
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yep, Nickelodeon working on a new competition show. It's called America's Most Musical Family. That's what it is. Will we find another Partridge Family, though they really didn't exist? The what was the other one? The God, I can't remember the name of the ones that
Cowsills.
Yes, thank you, Mike. The Cowsills.
I'm on a roll this morning.
You are, man.
Off the
you
air, I threw out Arthur Godfrey.
Oh my gosh!
Who used to host Hollywood Palace.
Yeah.
We were talking about that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
Right,
it
right.
The show back, and I thought your dad's band had appeared on that show.
Yeah, no, on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Not the one you were talking about.
Hollywood Palace?
Or Shindig.
Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo. No, that and the Colgate Comedy Hour.
They had women dancing in mini dresses.
the go-go boots.
Yes. Wow.
Nope. Sorry.
Okay.
And no Arthur Godfrey, but Nick Lachey will be hosting this one. Debbie Gibson. Sierra will be judges on this one. Just become a judge now. That's the big thing.
Is Sierra the one that has the hair over?
She's no.
Who's
that's
that?
You know who I'm talking about. Sia.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about Sia. Sierra is the one that's married to Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh.
She got the goodies.
Yeah, exactly. That's her song.
Oh, that's her song?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying that.
Yeah. But pretty sure she does, though. Mike, you were just asking about him off the air. Harry Connick Jr.
Yes, what happened
to him?
Got
a new album coming out.
Wow.
A Broadway show and a tour coming. And it's all based on the music of Cole Porter. Now, kids, look him up. Because he wrote some pretty amazing
Cole
music. Cole Porter.
Okay.
Well, you might have to look up Harry Connick, too.
Just a flashback.
Yes, and J-Lo, she had her 50th birthday party. Does she not have a home? She had it at Gloria Estefan's estate in Miami. She sang a bunch of her songs. Yeah. Other people performed. The night ended with fireworks.
Woo!
Friends say that her boyfriend, A-Rod, they say that he drinks like 9 cups of coffee a day in order to keep up with her. I don't believe this.
Wouldn't doubt it.
But, I don't think that's going to, good luck there, A-Rod. Man alive. But, a little birthday party for J-Lo.
Here's the message A-Rod had for her.
Hi, baby girl. Just want to wish you a happy birthday. Cannot believe this, baby girl.
Since we've been together, you have made me feel like every day is my birthday. Thank you for your passion and your energy and your inspiration and your endless pursuit to be the best at everything that you do.
Wow.
What is Julio Iglesias behind him? What is that?
That was before he gave her that like $200,000 Porsche.
Yeah. Well, the girls I've loved before. What?
Hey, baby girl.
I can't hear you, A-Rod. I cannot hear you with all that ruckus in the background. Here's what kills me, though. Her party was at Gloria Estefan's. I love it.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's my painfully deep take.
We were talking about the new show, Finding the Talented Musically Talented Family.
Right.
This is a woman. I don't know what family she belongs to.
Well,
here she is hitting the lowest note possible for a female.
Right.
All right. Going from a high note to a low note. Listen to this. This is pretty impressive. Woman, are you kidding me? I tried to hit that last
note. Sounds like a guy's voice when she goes that low.
That last note? That's me.
I can't. Unless I'm sick.
Hold on.
I can't. That's good.
I think that's... I can't go more.
I don't know, but keep doing it.
Hold on.
Really good.
Let me loosen my belt.
Feels really good. Jeez. Wow.
Get closer to the speaker.
I know, exactly. Go ahead. Nice. That's
all right, hold on. Let me hear her.
Wow. Wow. Oh, this is, I don't know.
So
this
that's,
is,
And I'm
it's
not
the
even
best
that
show ever, bro. As of now, wow.
All of a sudden, Carla's lighting up a cigarette.
Pardon me for just a minute.
The bass in those headphones.
Wee, yeah.
Hold on, if you want to get it in a better position there. Oh. Can't go any lower than that.
That's nice. I like that. Wow.
I bet.
Step out. Just a minute.
How is that for a woman? Are you kidding?
Man, that's amazing.
If you could find a woman who could do that.
Yeah. Wow.
Perfect, wouldn't it?
Actually hit a note, too. Ah.
Hit a few things. Woo! Those Eric Clapton tickets, give those away in about 7 minutes.
Get up. Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 963-KKLZ.
Okay, it's our final pair of tickets for Eric Clapton T-Mobile Arena. This is in September, all a part of our 96 days of summer. We call this game Beginnings.
Yes.
These are three songs, the beginning of three songs from Eric Clapton at different phases of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Listen closely. If you can identify all three by title in the correct order, and you're the ninth caller, you're a winner. Here it is. That's it.
Excellent.
Three songs from Eric Clapton by title in order from these clips. If you can name all three.
That sounds good.
We got the phones on hold right now. Going to get through news and weather. Then, of course, starting with caller number 9. If you can answer correctly all three song titles in order. You are a winner. Here it is one more time. All right, so work on that. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Eric Clapton. All you have to do is identify the beginnings of each of these songs by title in order. Carla, we have Aubrey on the phone, and unbeknownst to a lot of our listeners,
yes,
she has been trying all week to win these tickets.
Yes.
And just coming up short.
I know it.
All right, Aubrey.
Let's make it happen, Aubrey.
I hope so. Can you identify all three songs by title in order?
I really hope so. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so nervous.
It's okay. It's all right. Take a breath.
Is it Layla, Tears in Heaven, and Lay Down Sally? No, wait. Lay Down Sally, then Tears in Heaven.
No.
Aubrey, you got the first one right.
No!
I don't know who's helping you, but they're not helping you.
No, they're not helping you.
Try back.
Try again.
Carla, we have Sal on the phone. Sal, can you do it? All three songs by title in order. Go ahead.
You got Layla, Cocaine, and Can't Find My Way Home.
Yes!
Whoa! Good job, Sal!
Would you do it? You got the tickets for Eric Clapton in September, T-Mobile Arena. It's all a part of our 96 days of summer. And Sal, if you don't have a date, would you please take Aubrey?
Yes, I was just going to ask as well.
I think my girlfriend would have a problem with that.
Oh, man.
Well, she would love to go.
I know.
All right. Sal, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick him up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
You got it, guys. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman in Southeast Indiana had a meeting with her probation officer on Monday. She showed up wearing a set of stolen dentures.
Oh, gosh. All right. Ouch.
I don't know if that's one of the first things you want to rip off from somebody else.
Wow. All righty.
After the woman left, the officer talked to a cop who'd just gotten a call about a set of dentures that went missing. Coincidence?
Oh, wow.
The owner was a woman who knew the other woman who ripped her off because she told cops she knew who took them.
Excuse me?
The police showed up at the woman who ripped off the dentures, and they were sitting right there in plain view. And they had the owner's name written on them, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotta
those
be
are
careful.
Mine. My name's on it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All righty then.
There's a 30-year-old woman from Las Cruces, New Mexico. She was very hungry to the point where she went to a Sonic, ordered some food, and just took off. Dine and dash at a Sonic.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
As she's leaving, running away, she screamed out, "This one's on God," and took off.
This
This one's on God.
Yeah.
He's got this.
Maybe you should talk to him first.
Yeah. Hello.
And when the cops caught up with her, she said, you know, I was just starving. I'm starving. I needed something to eat, so. Nobody got hurt. Maybe the cop, I should have just said, you know, I'll cover this one. Just don't do it again.
It's hard to argue with God or Jesus, though.
It is.
I don't know that you want it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Right.
Watch, there's going to be bad karma there.
Amen.
For anybody.
All right, baloney boy.
Good job. Bless you, Morty. An Indiana man, Mike, fell into a volcano just 5 days after getting married.
Oh.
He's going to be okay, but... a lot of married guys all over said, respect, man. Wish I had thought of that. He's going to be all right. And a couple quick stories. Doctors are warning women. I can barely get this. Not to put popsicles in their vagoo to keep cool. Because apparently.
Because it's so hot.
This is happening.
Yeah.
Because of the heat wave.
Is that what you women are doing?
Not me. Not we women. No. I'm not wasting that money. No, I am not. I'm buying popsicles. I'm eating
them. Listen, I'm going to crack it in two. I'm going to crack it in half. Eat the one, and the other one's going to where it needs to be cool.
I'm a chubby Italian. I'm not wasting food. But in the grand scheme of things, of all the things we've been told not to put in there, this is pretty tame, really.
Right. So, comparatively.
You know, yes,
I get
exactly.
It. I see.
Ladies, just be careful. And depending on who you are, they are putting the doubles out again. So,
yeah. Like I said, crack it in half.
I guess. Yeah. You know what? And share with your BFF. That's all I'm saying. Come on over, Monica.
And at at the end, you get the joke.
Yes. On the stick. Here. You know what? Let me just hold on a second. Let me just crack. Hold on. Let me. Crack that on the side. Here you go, BFF.
All right, now turn it up.
Oh.
All right.
I feel cooler already.
I bet.
Do. It is Friday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
This is just one of those interesting and really cool stories. 23-year-old guy named James Barsby, born at Queen's Park Hospital in Northern England, 1995. Little girl named Amy Gaffney, born 2 hours later. Born at the same hospital, same day. Now, 23 years later, they just got married.
Wow.
Grew up just a few miles from each other, but weren't really friends till high school. Started dating, and they've been together now about 8 years. Mm-hmm. Now, they both happen to be twins, which is a little odd. James and his brother Christian, they were born on that day. Amy, her brother William, born on that day. Yeah, so they are twins of twins.
Wow.
They're not twins.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong there. Yes,
okay.
That's right. Now, Amy says the only real downside to it is... they have the same birthday now, so they don't get to really own their day.
Crap.
But she says, you know what? It's a small price to pay for love.
Oh,
I know.
That's
how
you wrap up a work week, right there.
I know. That's really
a great
sweet.
Story.
It's just really sweet.
All right. If you have a sweet story, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:38, getting ready to wrap up our... morning show.
Uh-huh.
Make way for Wendy Rush. She's coming in. She'll have more of those tickets for the Las Vegas Aces, who are hot right now.
Yeah, they are.
11:40, your chance to win those. Putting a wrap on this morning show. Bad TV shows. Are you watching them?
Jeez.
Because after you binge watch, you know, the shows you DVR'd, there's not a lot left.
Yeah.
You going to watch Love Island
it's
over the weekend?
It's called Love Island. You darn right I am. It's awful.
Well,
it's
you know
absolutely
what?
Absolutely awful.
I'll make sure to text you as I'm watching Grand Hotel.
Yes, please do.
If you want to see a great movie, the new movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, and it was his final movie, Luke Perry.
Yeah, yep.
Jeff Howard reviewed Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. We'll post that on our website so you can check it out. But he says thumbs up on that. And, of course, be listening Monday. Ho, 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 ho. Details on cruise number 3.
Yeah.
So make sure you're listening for that. Cool. All the details, of course, on about the 96 days of summer on our website at 96.3kklz.com. That's it. I don't think there's any more. You doing anything over the weekend? Or?
No, I got a big pool party to go to. I'll have a report on that Monday. No boating, no yachting.
What about you?
Couch surfing the entire weekend.
Nice.
Watching some horrible shows.
And on Sunday, assuming.
Yeah, we're going to watch the movie.
Yeah, cool. Once upon a time in America. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, do have a great weekend. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other, all right? We're back Monday morning at 5 a.m.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.